This is the lady that had the concussion.
This is the lady that... I wonder if she's still living.
Yes, she is. She lives in India.
She had a holy look in her eyes.
She was
there. And I thought, oh, I was just praying. I just hoped she wouldn't die, you know. Because she had a deep gash, it seemed to me, that she had a deep cut in her, somewhere on her face. It seemed to me that it was up here, and I could be wrong.
Yeah.
As to where it was.
Yeah, I think it describes it. The doctor says that...
Does this bother you, kids? Oh, my grandkids just cry when I smoke. They're supposed to be over here, too. My granddaughters. There by the clock.
It says it was such a mess it took us days to clean him up, as the doctor taught me. It says he spoke of how bloody the accident was, and he spoke of Mara, whom he recalled as the beautiful young lady with the head injuries. And she was the first one to be brought in the clinic, and he said he didn't expect her to live, and she had suffered the worst skull fracture I'd ever seen.
Well, there was a stem of the skull, wasn't it?
Yeah, like an egg that he dropped on the floor.
That's the way it looked to me. Just about, and I thought, oh, gosh, you can't live with him. Oh, don't you hit it off. Start me having nightmares over this. You don't know me. No, I hope not. I was in the hospital here a while back, and there is my companion. It was since my husband's been gone. Every night, I'd be feeding under my bed, you know, for my dog.
Yeah.
He always sleeps beside me. I said, He's something like a, what was his name, that was such a holy man that people followed so long over there. Good heavens, I can't think. I had a stroke about 2 months ago, and I can't, I'm telling you, you won't believe this, kids. But sometimes I can't remember how to make, say, an S or an O or something. Mm-hmm. I'll start writing. And my grandson and his wife, I don't want him to know, you know, about me having had this last stroke.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to explain to her over the phone. She says, well, I've really hit it. I said, well, I don't know if you will or not, because I may not be able to even make it. We're both beat you.
Yeah.
And, okay, it's kind of funny in a way, but God, you pray with me. If I have another one, he'll just take me on, because I've seen too many people with strokes. Horrible. Now, in my opinion, that's living death. I've known some of the loveliest people I've ever known who had strokes, you know, and they could never speak, you know, or if they did, they sit around and cry, which they have a tendency to cry. When I first had this one, I just cry, and I'm not a crying person, you know, unless my heart really hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Dr. What in the hell is wrong with me that I'm crying so much? He says, well, don't you know, and I had, then I remembered. After he told me, I did remember I had read that, you know, because I had a very dear friend over here who died with a stroke, and she had two. And of course, they don't usually live through two, but she did.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one, of course, thank God, took her home. And she cried so much. She was such a beautiful, a lovely person, and so intelligent. So we're lucky we can walk and talk and you can sleep on them. What you think?
Mm-hmm.
Well, kids, I hope that's all.
We really appreciate you talking to us like this.
Well, I think it's wonderful that you kids take an interest in something like this.
Yeah.
I was listening to Billy Graham the other night, and I agree with him. My granddaughters and I worry about them naturally. Any grandmother does. I think I worry about them more than the mother does. Because the way the kids are, you know, and but they're no more than I was. You know. except for all kind of things they do. You know, they speak of sex. Well, that just wasn't brought up now. And Billy Graham was talking, and he said, in fact, the young people today, they're the nicest young people we've had in history. So, thank you, Billy. Because I've got four of them, you know, in my family. Which is, I think we're pretty nice.
So was that the one you had to show Jesus for?
My daughter. And I think she gave $5 to me. She brought that all the way from Odessa, Texas. 500 miles she rode on bus. I had this man who roomed here, who roomed with my husband. After I moved down here, my daughter was living here. And then we got to San Diego, and we never thought we'd have a man around. I'm scared. And I asked him to spray if I can't smell it. I can't stand the smell of it. I'm expecting a guest this afternoon, and I said, will you spray this room after I leave? Yeah.
Well, I left my name and address on the top of this. That's the Love That Restaurant. That's where I work, and that's the phone.
I'll surprise you sometime, David. Do you?
At 755 Jenkins is the address. Do you ever come down to Normandy?
No, but I may be having to, honey.
If you do, well, just stop by.
Because I don't know. I just seems to me I can't let her go on as it is.
You need to put her in.
I may have to. It's like taking off my right arm each and every time. But
when does she work, or does she usually just stay inside?
Oh, no, she drinks. And of course she's drawing a welfare check, and I have to take care of that, of course. But that's the only thing I know to do ever. It's that hospital is pretty terrible.
I don't know.
I do. Because I've been there so many times, you know, to see her. Mm-hmm. Unless they've changed. Now, I used to know that they had doctors over there. And I thought, well, before I do take her, I'm going down myself. See, they don't put them where they tell you they put them. They put them up there the last time she was in there with Lisbon. And the girls, it was just terrible. She even tried to, you know, this girl tried to get her drawn away, and they locked this other girl up, you know. But Billy came home telling me all this stuff, and it just shocked me. And you know, you wouldn't want your child in a place like that, regardless of the age. Of course, I think she's 46 now. To me, she's still my child. And it's a very hard thing to do. But there'll be some way worked out, I feel. I haven't given up hope. And she and Tony were a lovely couple. It's a shame that all these things had to happen.
He may still be alive. So.
I would like to know if you find out if he is. Okay. And if you should ever have an opportunity to talk to him, tell him I sent him. Tony was a good boy. Well, I'll tell you. Well, you can come back and get some money.
We can get
a really good thing. Well,
now let me pay you for it. We certainly appreciate you talking to us. That's the way.
I'm going to put a bookmark where they talk about praying.
Put the little girl's name down, too. I'll just say, she's great. Did you write MasterCard?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because I can't remember the name, and I see her on the street now. But it's not anywhere. I can remember last name Sturgeon. Well, I think that's from being military.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. What's your husband's name? I'll ask Dr. Grossman. Does he?